That one by Hunter Salas, and that's going to do it. Longhorns are going to win this ball game by 19. Chris Beard applauds the fans for their efforts on this. And how about the effort by the Texas Longhorns? They not only beat number two Gonzaga, they blow them out. Final score tonight here at Moody Center. Texas 93, Gonzaga 74.
Say it all with me. Texas
is back.
We're in basketball. Yeah. Texas wins last night, beat number two Gonzaga 93-74. They finally have the right coach. I mean, Chris Beard's going to do a heck of a job there. And last year they made strides towards the end of the season, and you got Tyrese Hunter, the transfer from Iowa State. And that's, you know, stinks for Iowa State. Their best player goes to in conference. But he had 26, and Texas looked very good. Gonzaga's played some tough teams to start the year, beat Michigan State by one, and then Texas on the road last night. So maybe Gonzaga will not join the Big 12 after all, after that dumping. 93-74 was the final. Worst loss since 2014 for the Zags. Coming up, we'll preview some college basketball in Manhattan. We'll have Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, talk KU hoops and KU football. Cy Young Award winners were announced yesterday in Major League Baseball and the NFL. What is this, week 10, 11?
11.
Week 11 begins tonight officially with the Packers hosting the Titans, which is a pretty decent game, finally, on Amazon Prime Video on a Thursday night. All right, Dusty, Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, Thunder Ridge senior Dylan Bice has been named the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. He's helped lead the Thunder Ridge football team to the sub-state round of the Acacia football playoffs for the second straight year in 8-man Division II and a 62-46 win at Victoria Friday night. He filled the stat sheet, combining for 366 total yards, 39 carries for 221 yards, and 4 touchdowns rushing. Went 9 of 12 passing for 145 yards in the win. Also had 18 tackles and a tackle for loss on defense. With the performance Friday, he went over 4,000 yards in his career in both rushing and passing in 42 games over the past 4 seasons. He's run for 4,193 yards and 71 touchdowns and thrown for 4,029 yards and 36 touchdowns this season. He has run for a career-high 1,605 yards and 28 scores, has added 1,266 yards and 10 touchdowns passing. He's also been outstanding on defense all season, a career-high 122 tackles with 6 for loss, and has 6 total takeaways with 4 fumble recoveries and 2 interceptions. Congratulations to Dylan Bice, our NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. And Bice and Thunder Ridge will be competing coming up tomorrow night against Dighton in the playoffs in 8-man Division II. Their sub-state round, as we mentioned earlier there when we were talking about Dylan winning Athlete of the Week. That'll be in Kensington tomorrow night. Southeast of Saline is at Kingman tomorrow night in the playoffs as well. Full playoff brackets can be found at NCKSSports.com.
Clay Center gets Andale.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Great run, Clay Center. Great run. Excellent. We'll see you in 2023.
Yeah. Nemaha Central Sabetha, that's a heck of a rivalry game in the state semifinals. Nemaha Central beat them earlier in the year by 13. That could go either way, to be honest with you, because they just throw out stuff out the window when there's rivals that play each other with so much at stake. And then there's Axtell Canton Galva. That's going to be a very interesting game. Winner of that will take on the winner of Thunder Ridge Dighton in the state championship next weekend there in Newton. So.
Yes.
All right. Forecasts are calling for snow totals of 3 to 6 feet by Sunday in Buffalo, including possible thunder snow. Didn't know there was thunder snow. Good to know. I've heard of thunder sticks. But the last time snow forced the NFL to move a game out of Buffalo was in 2014 when the Jets and Bills played Monday night in Detroit. NFL is monitoring the storm, talking to Bills and Browns. Now, me, sitting in my warmly confines of my own house, am hoping for them to play this game with a whole bunch of snow. I think it's cool to watch. But if I were there, I'd be like, please move it inside. I don't want to have to shovel snow out of the bleachers so people can get to their bleachers. It's also unsafe for fans trying to travel if they can even get there. So I could see many reasons why you'd move the game. At the same time, it would be really kind of cool to see on TV, but that seems somewhat selfish.
Yeah.
I, maybe I've done a few football games in my time, and as you guys have on the radio, I have never said football weather as it's meant to be. Mm-hmm. I always call it basketball weather because I'd much rather be inside when it's football weather.
Yeah.
And so I will gladly say I'm not the toughest person in the world when it comes to weather. I admit it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and make fun of me. That's fine. But I call that basketball weather.
Yeah, I would. I'm okay with basketball weather myself, no doubt about it. And I have to admit, the older I get, the more I hate the cold. And I still don't know what's wrong with people when they think they'd rather it be cold than hot. I think you have a screw loose in your head. Because,
I came out last night to do the sports, and I'm like, people are psychopaths if they like this more than heat.
Yes.
Like, and it's not even real, real cold yet.
No,
like,
I know.
I mean, it was 17 degrees last night when I came out here. So I'm like, no, what's wrong?
Last night,
why do people like this better?
We have the heat on our house at right about 70. Okay, and we usually turn it down. You know, we try to save a little bit of electricity, this and that, or whatever. And the last few nights, it's been at 70. But last night, my wife and I both commented, and the thermostat says the same temperature in the house is 70. But I felt colder than normal in our bedroom and in our house, and I'm like. And then I'm going back and forth into the garage, which, you know, is covered, but it's not insulated per se. And I'm like, man, I hate the cold. And the thing is, it was only 28.
I know. It's not that
bad. Well, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the grumpier I become when it comes to the cold. I can't stand it. And the more I want to just somehow, you know, find Don Hyland, let him give me just a whole bunch of money for free so I can go live in a warm climate from, say, mid-November through February.
Oh, I'm just going to let you guys know. No, you'll catch me at some point looking at jobs and apartments in Arizona.
Sure. Okay.
I might be right there. Obviously, I've never pulled the trigger, but every winter, and it's getting earlier and earlier and earlier. It used to be like January or February. Yeah. Now it's just like, what in the world? You know, it'll happen. Just, you know.
You know how
I do keep on my phone, like, I keep Kearney the weather. Uh-huh. I keep here the weather. I do have one for Phoenix because every once in a while I just want to look and say, hey, it's 72 there instead of 12 or whatever.
You know how my wife stays warm? She watches Bahamas Life on television. And there'll be times I'll sit down like, hey, that's the place we tried to go to twice and struck out twice, but that looks really nice right now. And then I heard that recent hurricane, tropical storm, said somebody was going to hit the Bahamas. Like, I don't even know if there's anything left of the Bahamas, but boy, on TV, it looks really nice.
Yeah.
There was a show my wife was watching last time before I went to bed. It's called, I never heard of it before, What Money Can Get You or something like that. And so what they do is they pick out two destinations or two places in our country and see how much a certain dollar amount will buy you. So, for instance, one of the shows, what would $425,000 buy you in Seattle versus $425,000 buy you in Arkansas? Oh. You can buy a hell of a lot more in Arkansas than you can buy in. But this show really exemplifies it, you know, it amplifies the whole thing. So I happened to sit down and watch a little bit what my wife was watching, and the narrator is a funny dude. The narrator makes it funny itself. So they took a couple that had $1 million budget. Wow, must be rough.
Yeah.
Had $1 million budget in Texas, okay? And they had a couple that had $1 million budget in California. And the wife wanted to be in San Francisco. And they said the median average of a house in San Francisco was nearly $1 million. The median price of a house in Texas was like $200,000+. Mm-hmm. So for $1 million, this couple that wanted to be in San Francisco got like a 800 square foot apartment. Well, it was a studio house or not kind of apartment. They got to stand on top of the deck and they were talking about the view. I'm like, you can't see the water from there, but yay. $1 million. Okay. Looked nice inside, should be, but it was a small little place, right? $1 million in San Francisco. And then this couple in Texas, they have 7 llamas. And they had 3 acres already, and they're wanting to move to something bigger. They end up buying 10 acres and an actual castle. It was a castle.
On a ranch.
Yeah. On a ranch. It's 10 acres with a castle and everything with 7 bedrooms, 7.5 baths for the same amount as a small little place in San Francisco. And I was like, dear Lord, there's the difference, man. It's crazy.
I kind of like watching those house shows. I kind of don't. Like, they always get that couple, like... Yeah, I'm a substitute kindergarten teacher. And
I have a budget of $800,000.
And he's a VCR repairman. And so we have a budget. We're thinking around $750,000. And I'm like,
you're like, do you sell drugs on the side? What do you do in your free time? You know, you're really good at gambling. I mean, yeah, I know. That's the one thing about those shows. They never tell you. Well, usually they never tell you what they do. Yeah. That's the thing. They're like, oh, we got a budget at Bahamas Life. So what are you thinking? got a budget around $525,000, give or take a little bit. And they're 30 years old, and they have two children that are 4 and 2. And I'm like, what do you do for a living? That's all I want to know. Please give me that detail at the beginning of the show so that then I can maybe look into getting into that field so that I, at 46, way behind the curve of those people, could retire, say, in a couple years, because they've got it figured out at the age of 30. Now, they're not necessarily retiring. A lot of them are like, this is our second home. I'm like, second home? So you don't have to worry about a mortgage on the first one? What do you do for a living? You know, did you sell your soul to the devil? What do you do? Do you just drown in debt and everybody gives you money? Did you win the lottery? I do not know. I'm with you. I have no idea. I'm a full-time masseuse. Really? So, how does that all work out? Well, I pick up the trash every Wednesday. That pays that well? Who knew? It just cracks me up. I'm with you. I like to know what they do. So my wife stays warm with Bahamas Life and watching those type of shows. I stay warm by just getting under the covers and and I'm with you guys. I can't stand the cold. And for those that love the cold or prefer the cold over the heat, you're not in my
right
atmosphere.
I'm like you though. Like I kind of, for selfish reasons, just want to see this football
me
game
too.
In 3 to 6 feet of snow.
See, I don't care about 3 to 6 feet of snow if it's 60-70 degrees inside where I'm living.
Right.
I mean, why do I care?
And I'm like, well, don't plow the field.
No, let them go.
I don't care.
Try like, running through a 3 foot drift.
Let's keep the drifts.
Let's see who's the strongest.
It could be to the grass at some points, and then up this high in other points. You know, we can put the little orange things on the sidelines. We know which yard line. Yeah.
Josh Allen can handle it. He's a big dude.
Just leave it.
Of course, Allen can run through snow.
Right. I say that, like you said, just from the confines of my home.
I love it. Be an exhilarating exhilarating 0-0 tie, probably. Nobody would probably score. And they definitely ain't kicking. Yeah, that's going to be wild if they do try to have it. 3 to 6 feet. We're not talking 3 to 6 inches. 3 to 6 feet. So we're talking 36 to 72 inches of snow by Sunday.
Would you ever be
Why
one of those?
Why would you want to live in Buffalo?
Yeah. Would you ever be one of those people that volunteer to shovel snow in the stands just so you can get in the stadium?
No.
No.
No, because it means it's already too cold.
Right.
And I hate the cold. I went to a Chiefs Bronco game years ago, and it was about 15 degrees. It was in December, and I had 3 pair of socks on, insulated socks. I had 3 sweatshirts, a coat. I had 2 pair of gloves. I had a stocking cap, and I was still freezing. And this is a true story. I kid you not. I exaggerate sometimes, but I am not on this one. The people in front of us, they had their beer, and they spilled it. And it froze on the concrete within seconds. It was amazing. I was like, holy shnikes. So all of us were going into the pro shop, taking our boots, and some people taking their socks to see their toes, which was gross, trying to thaw out. Then luckily, second half, some people left. We went to the other side where the sun was hitting because we were in the shade. Wasn't quite as bad. And I said after that game, I said, I love sports, and I love going to games. I will never, ever, 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 ever go to a game outside when it's that cold ever again and pay for it. I'm outside Conway Springs when Clover stole my heater, and that was
frightening. He was telling Colton that story.
Oh, he loves to tell everybody that story. It was 15 degrees, and I took this heater. So I got to share the story. So Conway Springs, we have a game years ago. I think it was 2009, whatever it was. And Clover and I worked together for 3 or 4 years. And I'm the one that had the presence of mind to actually think about ahead of time bringing a small little portable heater. I knew we were sitting outside. So we're outside doing this high school playoff game between Conway Springs and Beloit. And so we have our blankets are wrapped in, and it's cold. There's a breeze. Todd's sitting to my right, and I have this little portable space heater, and I'm a nice fellow. I had it in the middle so it could hit basically his left side and my right side. I was splitting the difference. It was my heater. I did not have to share at all, but I did because I'm a nice fellow. So we're going through the game, and eventually I'm like, huh, this is weird. I mean, it doesn't seem like that heater's putting out the heat that it was early in the game. Well, I wonder if, you know, it quit working. I don't know. My heater's not working. Lo and behold, I look underneath. Clover had turned it completely on himself. Selfish little, you know what? It's just like the movie Dumb and Dumber, you know, when they have 2 pair of gloves and the guy's freezing and is like,
extra
hey, man,
gloves.
He gives him you've had extra gloves this entire time? Well, you didn't ask. I mean, you're like, there's two. He's got two sets of gloves, and the other guy's freezing. He didn't offer. I'm the one who actually provided the heater, and Clover's the one that turned it on himself. So, yes, he loves to tell that story. And since then, I have never brought a space heater when Clover's been with me, and I have taken to some other stuff. But as I get older...
He brought his own on Friday. I was shocked.
He what?
He brought his own on Friday. I was shocked.
Well, how about that? He knew that I wasn't there to provide that for him. Oh, my goodness. All right, basketball tonight in the friendly confines of Bramlage Coliseum, where it will be warm. A doubleheader. Listen, if you want to go watch four basketball teams, and the number four team in the country in women's basketball, one of the best players in women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, you need to go tonight to Manhattan. K-State and Kansas City, the men's game at 5:30. Following that game, the women will play number four, Iowa. Hawkeyes are 3-0, ranked fourth, and have Caitlin Clark, as I mentioned, averaged 27 a game, averaging 25 this year, 27 a year ago. That game tips at 8. So the women's the late game, the men's the early game. And Jerome Tang, head coach of Kansas State, off to a 2-0 start. What he'd like to see tonight against Kansas City at 5:30?
We just want to play a little bit longer, focus together. You know, so I thought we put like 24, 25 minutes together, maybe, against Cal. And if we can get to 26, 27, you know, we're really locked in and playing the right way, that'd be a good step.
All right. And also women's hoops last night, KU women improved to 2-0 with a 79-74 win over Texas Arlington. Thursday night, NFL football tonight. Titans are at the Packers. Titans are 6-3. They've got lots of injuries. Key guys not playing tonight. Packers are 4-6. Packers maybe save their season with a win against the Cowboys last week. If they could win tonight, they're 5-6, and suddenly they and the Buccaneers, who were given up for dead by some, which the Buccaneers never made sense because they're in a horrible division. The Packers had lost 5 straight before winning last week. Titans won 6-7. They only lost 2 to the Chiefs in overtime. 7:15 at Lambeau tonight on Amazon Prime Video, and then I can wait and watch a whole bunch of people on social media complain about how their streaming isn't working, even though it is working for lots of other people, which means that it's on your end and it's not Amazon's fault. But anywho, happens every Thursday. Like a passage of spring. I just crack up when people complain about streaming. I die off laughing because just so many people have no concept whatsoever. You know what I need to do? I need to put together a seminar and charge, you know, just a few bucks.
Yeah.
You know, have a happy hour. Bring everybody in from all over the world, but wherever. I could start with a county. I could start with a city, a town. I could start with a state. I could start with a region. Bring them in and explain to them how streaming works. Because I try to explain to some people, and this is the way our country has become. You ask me a question, right? And I know more than you know about streaming, and that's a fact, all right? There's things people, like, I don't act like I know how to repair cars.
Right.
So this would be an equivalent. So it would be like me going up to a guy that fixed my car. I have no idea what all the items are that are wrong with my car. And I say, hey, what do we need to do to fix it? And they tell me exactly what I need to do to fix it. Well, I don't think that's what we really need to do.
Right.
Why did you ask me and waste my time? Okay, so people do the same thing with streaming. They'll ask me, hey, so how do I do this? And I'll walk them through it. And like, that didn't work. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, that's how it works. You probably did something wrong. I'm not trying to be rude here, but you probably did something wrong. Well, this doesn't work for me. How do I get this to work? And I'll give them sometimes a step-by-step process. I'll even take the time to help people. I try to, but I'm a nice fellow. I try to do that. And they're like, yeah, that doesn't work. I'm like, did you try it? Oh, yeah, you didn't try it. Why did you ask me if you're not going to try to fix the problem? You just want to clap your hands, snap your fingers. You think it's going to be fixed? You think just by talking to me it's going to be fixed? And first of all, I don't work for Amazon, okay? I don't work for Amazon Prime Video. I am just a customer. Yeah. But I do know that if you have your streaming and other people in town get it fine and you don't, that's not Amazon's fault. I also know when we do live streaming for our ball games that we do for Beloit, and I get it all the time. I'll get people text me while I'm on the air. I can't help you while I'm broadcast. Do you know that's my voice during the stream? Like, I will be happy to help you before the game, after the game, for the next game. I'll help you even during the week. But I cannot help you. What do I need to do? Just shut up, stop, and text you in the middle of the third quarter, the fourth quarter. It's close to going to overtime, and just stop everything and help you figure out how to run the stream. I had one person, I'll tell you this, and hopefully they're not listening, so I don't really rat them out here. But I had one person that they insisted to me that Our stream was not working properly. There were too many things going at once. There was sound over sound and this and that and whatever. And what I usually do is I usually believe that the person is wrong from that standpoint. But I, instead of saying, I think it's on your end, I'm like, you know what? I'll check my phone. So I can check my phone sometimes during a commercial break even or before the game. And I check my phone. What do you know? Came up perfectly. And there's no extra sound. So I send the deal back to this person, and I said, well, what are you watching this on? Oh, I'm watching it on the smart TV, or I'm watching it on my laptop, or whatever. I'm like, do you have other windows open on your computer? 2 minutes later. Oh, yeah, we had a couple other things open. Maybe you should check all that before you start asking me what you're doing wrong.
So you because had too much stuff going on.
So you had too much stuff going on, but you're going to interrupt me during the game to fix
open,
a problem that isn't my problem. It's your problem, and because you didn't know to close your own tabs, and thus you scream that Amazon's bad or this is wrong or this ain't working. Folks, streaming has a lot to do with your connectivity. It's as simple as that. Bandwidth, the service you use. And there's some people that expect to get the same amount of connectivity and bandwidth and best signal by paying for the cheapest package compared to people that pay for a higher package expect the same results. No, you got to just suck it up and pay extra to get the better plan. Or you can complain till your dreams come true, and sometimes it might work. But if a whole bunch of people in your town, it's working, guess what? There's a problem on your end.
I will say
somewhere. Somewhere in the connection, your plan, your equipment. It is not Amazon. It is not us. It is not other people that stream. Now, there are occasions where something goes wrong on our end, and we are aware of it, and we're working on it. Or sometimes somebody might tell us something that isn't quite right. And you know what? There is something to it. And I would say the percentage of that happening out of all the times I've heard is probably 2%.
Yeah, it's like
it's
something
almost
we usually know, yeah, right, if
right.
there's something
we already
wrong.
Know it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather somebody tell me than,
sure.
than
yeah.
assume it.
Yeah.
But when it's amazing to me how many people are like, I'm like, dude, I'm not sitting in your house. I have no idea what kind of TV you have. I don't know if you have a smart TV. Are you on your laptop, on your phone? How are you doing this? How are you doing that? And here's the other thing a lot of people do. They ask me, and that's okay. You think I'm the expert on it, and that's fine. And like I said, I'll be happy to help you before, after a game. But during the game's kind of hard, folks. It's really hard. Unless you know there's definitely something wrong, then I want to know so I can fix it. That's okay. Radio broadcast, something wrong. We want to know. That's fine. But I do not know exactly what device you're using, and it cannot run to your house and fix it at that time. And here's the other thing that cracks me up is in a world that has so much information at our fingertips, there are still a lot of people, which is fine. It's just how people are. There are people that will still ask you how to do this. And if you just Googled it, it will take you 2 seconds. You have a whole step-by-step process on how to fix your problem. And then you wouldn't be bothering other people when they're trying to do their job. And you would get your problem solved. And also, before you go griping and complaining and bellyaching on social media about all the problems and you blame everybody else, you know, you could just Google. And sometimes the answer's there before you bitch and moan on social media. Yeah. That's always fun too.
It wasn't streaming, and it was probably before apps, like putting the station on an app was really, really popular. But
yeah, and people still are learning.
Yeah, this time of year, I had a playoff game. This is when I was in Nebraska. I had a playoff game that put me all the way near South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the game. It's like middle first quarter, and somebody just hands me like a radio. And with a post-it note on it, what can you tune this into the station you're on?
It wants you to tune it in for them.
Yeah. First of all, the only people that are going to get this station that are back home,
right.
You know, back where I'm from. So I've, you know, there were two other stations on that number that I passed through to get to this game.
Right.
Trying to explain to this lady and trying to write it down and trying
this
to get into a commercial.
Radio.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not going to get it on the radio. And I'm sorry, we don't have an app yet. So, sorry, you know. But, yeah. So.
I had a person one time, they had it on their phone. They said, I don't hear you guys. Seriously, I had somebody hand me this one time. They go, it's not working. And I turned up the volume.
Yeah.
And that's all I had to do. on their phone.
And it was working.
And it was working. You know, maybe exhaust all the options on your end before you just come running up. And that's true of kids, too. You know, kids come with you. And honestly, as adults, sometimes we run to the kids. Why does this work? Like, dear God, Dad, it's not that hard. You hit this button. So we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we're all guilty of it.
I'm sure one time I tried to get one of these streaming things going, and I got another streaming service to work, but I wasn't getting this one to work. And this is the way I talk about it because I'm not an expert on it. But, like, does this one take extra internet? Like, you know, I don't
know.
Do
I need a booster?
Yeah. Do I need just a little bit more internet for this one? Yeah. I mean, and I get it. I mean, not everybody's an expert on everything. So, but yeah, to just hand somebody a radio and say, tune it in.
I guess my two things is exhaust all the possibilities on your end first before maybe contacting the person who's already doing the game. Like, we did have the radio. We were off the air because of the lightning damage, and I was very happy that somebody let us know.
Yeah.
Because they know that, listen, I was listening, all of a sudden it's off the air. Well, that's not me unless somebody unplugged me or turned off the electricity. Once I've diagnosed that as a person listening, well, then I need to let Wade or Dusty or Jason or try to get a call, hold of the station or something, and let us know, hey, you guys got knocked off the air. Totally appreciate that because we have our headsets on, and we try to monitor that stuff, but we can't always do that. And then the streaming sometimes is a whole lot different in regards to, you know, if it's working for one, you know, here's the biggest thing. If you're watching a stream, what you need to do before you contact people that are actually working and in working and on the air is you need to check with another person you know that's watching the stream and say, is it working for you? And if there's a couple of people that it isn't working for, then more than likely, then it is a problem that we may have. Maybe. Could be the same provider that those two people have. But when you just immediately throw up your hands and go, it ain't working, and you don't check with anybody, okay, you jumped the gun. You jumped the gun quite a bit. All right, Cy Young Award winners announced yesterday in Major League Baseball. Justin Verlander won his third Cy Young of his career, unanimous fashion, got all 30 first-place votes. He went 18-4 this year, ERA 1.75. Dylan Cease of the White Sox finished second. National League, Sandy Alcantara became the first Marlins pitcher to win a Cy Young Award. He had 6 complete games this year and a shutout. He was unanimous, first unanimous winner in the National League for the Cy Young since 14. Max Fried of the Braves finished in second.